You know, I know I used to work in an arboretum when the tree was young and the roots were very shallow. You could take that and pull it right out without much difficulty, without uprooting the whole ground around it. When the tree's larger and you pull it up, what a painful thing for the person pulling it up and also for the tree and for the ground around it. It destroys much. May we not have deep roots in this world. Keep them shallow. Keep our things of this connected with this world very, very little. And then the Lord goes on, though, to connect this whole matter with His own coming. That's the whole reason why He's saying this. Little flock, He's saying, invest in eternity. Be ready to go. But also, ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. Is that what kind of people we are? Be like those that wait for their Lord. Are you waiting for your Lord? You can ask your heart that question. Am I waiting for the Lord? Does that matter to me? Is that something I'm looking forward to? You know, some people are looking forward to the next basketball game or football game or the next opportunity to see some movie or all kinds of things people look forward to. But as a Christian, what are you really looking forward to? I hope we're looking forward to remembering the Lord tomorrow to show His death. But are we looking for Him to come? Because we only keep that memorial until He comes. So are we looking for that? Are we waiting for that moment that we talked about all day long? Because it goes on to say that when He cometh and knocketh, they may open unto Him immediately. So that's response. We wait. Are we ready to respond? Are we glad to respond to such a coming? When we're caught up to meet the Lord in the air, is it going to be a painful thing? Are we going to be disappointed? Are we going to be overjoyed that it's finally come? Just think, saints have waited, well, we're almost at 2,000 years almost, for this moment when we shall meet the Lord face to face. Are we anticipating that with the urgency that the Lord meant when He said, "Behold, I come quickly"? If we are, I think we'll be like those in this final verse. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when He cometh, shall find watching. Waiting, watching. There are two things. You can wait without watching. But we need to be doing both. We need to be living with that kind of anticipation in our hearts. Just waiting His footfall, waiting to that moment when we hear that shout. Anticipating that with our hearts. Not just our heads, but with our hearts. Are they linked with Him in heaven? And so may the Lord really encourage us, because you know, for those who wait and watch, the Lord gave a promise. He says, for those that do this, verily I say to you that he shall gird himself. The Lord said this. I will gird myself and will make them to sit down to meet and will come forth and serve them. You know, He's a servant. He's chosen to be a servant forever, the Lord. He loves to serve. This is the beauty. He loved to serve when He was here. He loves to serve today as a great high priest. He loves to serve. And He desires to give this joyous reward to those that wait for Him, is to serve them in that coming day. What a wonderful Savior. What a wonderful Lord. So may the Lord bless us, encourage us to be preaching the gospel, but to be investing for eternity and to be having our loins girded. That means you're ready to go, ready to leave. That means, you know, in the old days, we don't do that today. You know, the runners, here's a runner here, but when they girded their loins, they were ready to run. When the messenger girded his loins, he ran with the message. Are we in that way? Living that kind of life that we are, have our loins girded, we're ready to go. Nothing's holding us back. May God bless His word and keep us reminded that we need to have our lights also burning. Shining brightly, trimmed lamps, ready for His coming. Amen.